Steve, that has to be said, probably the best away performance of the season. There's lots there that will have pleased you today.
Yeah, and hopefully we've pleased our supporters today, because that's what we want to do. You know, 2 days before Christmas, they've travelled up there in their numbers again, and I thought they were first class today. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant, behind the lads, and that's what type of performance we get out of them when we're all focusing and we're all rowing in the same direction. And yeah, I'm pleased for them. We really, really wish we could have sent them home with 3 points for Christmas. My God, you know, we so badly wanted to do that. But, you know, we have had a few good away performances. Sheffield United, we were good away from home. So, and, you know, maybe in that game, a point was about right. But today, for me, we were the better team today and deserved to win that game. I know it's about opinions, but that is my opinion. You're asking it. And I thought we were the better team. I think the sending off was never a sending off in a million years. You know, to get one booking for as light a challenge as we're talking about, that would have been enough. But to get two and then get red carded, that would have never happened at St Andrews. That's happened because we're away from home, that sending off.
Well, the first one, he's got to the ball and then gone to ground.
But he's got to the ball. I mean, the only thing he can do is if he follows through and he smashes the keeper there, then he's probably going to get sent off for that. He's got the ball. And you can see it. Doesn't matter how many times we look at it, he's got the ball. And it's, you know, it's a real, real harsh one for Sam. Real harsh one. And we're really, really disappointed about that. Because now we lose him for a game, and we can ill afford to lose too many.
But credit to the way then that the team dug in fact, still created one or two openings playing 10 against 11.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we obviously substituted the wide areas, because the wide areas, those were the boys that were going to have to do the most mileage and break forward, and we've got all the games coming up that we've got coming up. So, you know, I thought the boys that went on as well, I thought Hotter and Boga today were fantastic. And I thought Davis and Magoma, when they come on, it's really difficult coming into a game like that and keeping your discipline when it's all going around you and you've got a little bit more energy and you tend to want to run off shape. But I thought they were first class today. And we haven't got what we deserve today, because I'm convinced we should have got 3 points. I think it was a foul on Cheikh-Ndoye. If Sam Gallagher's getting booked for that, it's 100% foul on Cheikh-Ndoye for their goal. 100%.
One other thing today, of course, the statement came out from the club giving 100% support from the board of directors to you. What was your feeling when you saw that go out today?
Well, they've always been supportive of me since I've been here. And I think what happens is, you know, and I don't mean it in any offence to you guys, because the media can whip things up a little bit. And then all of a sudden you get social media that is brought into our game now. And it's just part of life and part of society. It's not nice at the time if there's bad things being said about you. And I would never look at that anyway. So it won't influence my work ethic. It won't influence what anybody thinks about me. The only thing I would say is, for those who are not quite sure about me, I hope I can change their minds.
Does it help you that they point out that pre-season wasn't as smooth as it could have been? Does it help that they point out that you inherited a lot of problems?
Yeah, look, they've been in it. They've seen it. They've seen it before I got here. So, you know, and this hasn't been a short term thing. This has gone on for a little while, but you know, I understand people don't always want to hear about what's gone on. They want to know about the here and now, which is why you can get the reactions that you get sometimes. But look, you know, I can just assure all our fans that, you know, I'm working as hard as I possibly can to get points for the team. I'm passionate about the football club, and I hope they've gone home happy today. I know we would have preferred 3 points for sure, but I'm just hoping that they've gone home happy today.
And it's funny, there's one of my mates who was in the crowd today, and he sent me a text saying, "How are this lot, bottom of the table?" I suspect from what you're saying, you've seen this coming.
Yeah, we haven't been far away. I've got to tell you that, you know, from getting results and having performances, we're not that far away. What's happened is, I know it was mentioned this morning in a statement, we've had an unbelievable amount of injuries. And the bad luck that we've had, I couldn't sort of emphasise enough now. However, I don't bleat about that every week. It's been a catalogue of things. But we're still going forward.
Yeah, and the game's come thick and fast. It rubs it in, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it does rub it in a bit. But it's an opportunity to get 3 points in a couple of days' time. Norwich have had another day on us. But that's nothing new this season. There's quite a few teams that have had an extra day's prep. So it's important now that we get back, we eat, rest, recuperate, in training tomorrow, in training Christmas Day to prepare for Boxing Day.